In 2017, the Charlotte-Mecklenburg School Board launched an experiment in reversing resegregation by merging pairs of elementary schools with very different demographics and needs. Those paired schools are halfway through their second year now, with data that highlights some triumphs and some troubling questions. WFAE education reporter Andos Helms looks at how the experiment is playing out at two schools southeast of Uptown Charlotte.
If Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools wanted to shoot a video highlighting diversity, Billingsville Elementary would make a great setting.
January, February, March, April, May.
Kindergartners through second graders of various skin tones and economic backgrounds learn and play together.
12 months in a year, cha cha cha.
It's a far cry from what you would have seen in 2017, when most Billingsville students were African American and came from low-income homes. The Billingsville of that era was what some experts call hyper-segregated, isolating students by race and class in settings that amplify the challenges of poverty. School board members agreed CMS had far too many schools like that, but as they set out to revamp student assignment, they struggled to find alternatives. Surveys and public forums showed little appetite for long bus rides or massive upheaval to create more diverse schools. Unpopular changes could spark flight to charter and private schools, and only 28% of the students were white, a percentage that had been inching down for years. But geography provided an option for Billingsville, which served the historically black Greer Heights neighborhood southeast of Uptown Charlotte. Just 2 miles down Randolph Road sat Cotswold Elementary, which pulled from some of the whiter and more affluent neighborhoods nearby. Cotswold also offered a popular international baccalaureate magnet program, and the school had run out of space. The two schools already shared a boundary. The plan that emerged called for merging the two zones and dividing the combined student body by age, K-2 students at Billingsville, grades 3 to 5 at Cotswold. Denise Kinzer, who had two daughters at Cotswold, remembers the anxiety that plan created.
Parents knew that change was coming, and a lot of parents were not open-minded to change. And, you know, some people responded with a lot of fear or a lot of anger, you know, saying, how could they do this to our really great elementary school?
But Kinzer and many other Cotswold parents would eventually urge the board to approve the pairing with Billingsville. The Billingsville families were less vocal, but Tajay Robinson, director of the Greer Heights Community Center, says they were also receptive.
I spoke with a few parents and they were open to it. They were excited about it.
The pairing got a unanimous vote from the school board in May of 2017, and the paired school opened in August 2018. The year in between was spent working with faculty, families, and community leaders, trying to ensure that everyone felt included. For instance, Cotswold had an active PTA and a popular magnet program, but the Greer Heights neighborhood had a deep connection to Billingsville School, dating back to when it was founded as a Rosenwald School for black children in 1927. That's why CMS decided to keep two names even after Billingsville and Cotswold became one school. Robinson, the Greer Heights Community Center director, says Principal Alicia Hash did a good job of uniting neighborhoods that were at least as segregated as the schools.
It's so crazy because just a few blocks down the road, you have a predominantly white community that may have never intertwined with Greer Heights. And so just to see the merge is kind of like allowing our neighbors here and then the neighbors there to kind of come together.
Now the paired school is halfway through its second year and gearing up for year three. Enrollment numbers, test scores, and conversations with families and administrators highlight bright spots and areas of concern. Kinzer, the Cotswold mom, is an enthusiastic supporter, having sent her youngest daughter to Billingsville for second grade. In November, Kinzer was there to greet new families coming for a 2020 open house.
Welcome. I love your earrings.
Thank you.
You're here for open house?
Yes.
There's a lot that goes into an education, which includes exposure to diversity, exposure to families who don't look like yours, or who live in the same neighborhood as yours. I value that as part of an education for my child.
At the open house, staff had to bring extra folding chairs for the prospective parents. Some of them were thinking about opting into the magnet program, which has added seats because the school now has more space. Others, like Herbert and Farrah St. John, live in the zone.
I've heard good things from other parents and families about the program.
Yes, we have a lot of friends and family who have kids here, so they're very happy with it.
Their child will be in kindergarten next year, and Herbert St. John says he likes the idea of paired schools.
The high-poverty school, I mean, have access to more, and then the one that have obviously a little bit more, I mean, can share what they have, and I think everybody benefits.
But overall, enrollment is down by more than 20% since the pairing. In their final year as separate schools, Cotswold and Billingsville had a total of just over 1,100 students. Their first combined year, that dropped to about 950, and this year's first month count was 866. It's always hard to tease out why families switch schools. The loss hasn't come from any one racial group. This year's racial makeup at Billingsville Cotswold, 45% black, 36% white, and 12% Hispanic, is very close to what you'd have gotten by combining the two separate schools in 2017. At the November open house, one visiting parent asked Principal Alicia Hash a blunt question. What evidence do you have that the pairing has been successful?
Thus far, after 1 year of the merger, we've seen academic gains, we've seen social and emotional gains, we have seen growth gains in all subgroups that we're really excited about.
What she didn't mention were some troubling aspects of the data. The new setting may bring students from all backgrounds together, but the test scores still show dramatic differences. For instance, 87% of white students in the combined school earned grade-level reading scores on the 2019 state exams. 29% of black students hit that mark, up just 2 percentage points from how black students fared at the hyper-segregated Billingsville the year before. The reading pass rate for Cotswold Billingsville's low-income students was even lower, and it was down slightly from how those students fared at either of the two separate schools. As for growth ratings, which are designed to measure how far students progressed each year regardless of where they started, those are murky too. All groups of students at the paired school met the state's targets, but black and low-income students actually logged more growth at the old segregated Billingsville. To be clear, it's unrealistic to think that creating a more diverse school would yield dramatic changes in 1 year, especially given that test score gaps based on race and income happen across the country. Hash acknowledged that the gaps remain, but said she's tracking data that's more nuanced than what the state reports at the end of each year.
When we look at is it working for every child, we literally look at every child's individual progress.
Ash and her supervisor, Tara Sullivan, say the Billingsville-Cotswold pairing is laying the groundwork for bigger changes. They talk about building a school that offers support for families in need and access to the strong IB curriculum for every student. Here's Sullivan.
I watch now when I walk into classrooms, I see students from diverse backgrounds having conversations with one another about text.
Sullivan says her long-term goals include higher test scores, but also the feeling of community that parents and staff talk about. And both she and Hash say the ultimate measure of success will be imitation in CMS and even other school districts. CMS board policy requires a student assignment review every 6 years. That means that before too long, district leaders will get a chance to decide whether paired schools like Billingsville-Cotswold are an experiment worth replicating. For WFAE News, I'm Ann Doss-Helms in Charlotte.